As we move into the Christmas and New Year holiday period, you may be thinking of taking a trip. Now, if that involves leaving behind an empty house, I'd suggest putting something in place so you can keep an eye on things that may help you enjoy your holiday a little bit more. On the line to talk about some great options is Jeremy Stewart from Swan. G'day, Jeremy.
G'day, Andy. Good to be with you again.
Thanks for joining me. Now, is it around this time of year that people tend to start feeling a bit nervous about going away on holidays for this security issue?
Yeah, it is. I think it's as people start to think about going away, I think we're all kind of mainly focused on Christmas Day itself. But when you start to think about going away for that period after Christmas, and you think about your possessions being left all alone, that's when people start to worry, I think. And so it's good to be thinking about what you're going to do with your security now, because it gives you the chance to get set up before you go away.
Now, you might be able to speak more to this, but apparently one of the best deterrents against criminals, I read a few years ago, is to have a CCTV security camera. Is this still the case?
Look, it is, Andy. The statistic from the insurance industry is that you're 8 times less likely to be broken into if you have CCTV, particularly if it's visible at the front of your property. You want to send out that sort of visible sign to the world that you have a security system and you are going to be covered. And we know from anecdotal evidence and from burglars that have spoken up about the sort of methods that they use, that if they do see signs of a CCTV system, they will tend to go to another property. They don't want to be identified. They don't want to be caught. Yeah. So they'll choose the soft targets in the street. So if you've got a CCTV system, it can be good news for you and bad news for your neighbours.
But are people still putting the installation of some sort of CCTV system off because they think maybe it's too hard or too expensive?
Look, that was certainly the case in years gone by where some of the systems were really expensive, but CCTV has become a lot more affordable. You can pick up a wired system with multiple cameras for anywhere from $500. But also, the other big development has been the growth of wireless. And now you can install wireless battery-powered cameras around the home for between $200 and $1,000, depending on how many cameras you put in. And it's just so simple. You don't need to be a master handy person anymore. It's something that everyday people can do, and it's easy to install. And then you can really keep track of what's happening at any time, whether you're home or not.
Would you say then that the growth of wireless technologies has really been a game changer in this area?
Yeah, it really has, Andy, because, as I say, people who would never have considered installing CCTV in the past, always thought they needed to get someone in, they can now do that themselves. You really can install it with very little tools, very little know-how. You just really need to have a Wi-Fi network at home. You connect the camera to your local Wi-Fi. You can easily mount it. You can either screw it to the wall or just use 3M adhesive tape. Really easy to mount, and away you go. And you can have multiple cameras as well. You can have up to 4 around the home and then monitor all of them on your smartphone. And there's another feature that's really become popular that we have in our Swan systems, and it's called True Detect. True Detect basically has a heat sensor in the camera. So the camera is always looking out for activity, and if it senses heat in an object like a person or a car or a large animal, it'll not only start recording the video, but it'll also send you a push notification to your smartphone. So it gives it that added layer of security. You're not just seeing what's happening, but you're also being alerted to activity as well.
And that combined with things like cloud recording technology would also have a big impact when you think about, I guess, in the past, a criminal, even if they got in, they could steal the box that records the video. But if you've got cloud recording in place, then that's kind of out of their reach, isn't it?
Very much so. Cloud recording just gives that added layer of peace of mind. Our smart security camera, the wire-free battery-powered camera that I've been mentioning, it has a mixture of local recording and cloud, so that if the camera was stolen, you've got the backup of the video being in the cloud. But also, if your internet went down, it continues to record locally. So you're sort of covered on both sides, which is really nice to have.
Okay, so Jeremy, for the holidays coming up, what's your one of your specific suggestions for a low-cost, good-quality home security camera system that doesn't need a tech genius to install it?
Well, I would recommend the Swan Smart Security Camera. Mm-hmm. It's wire-free, runs off rechargeable battery. You can recharge it using the cable that connects to your smartphone.
Right.
You only have to recharge probably once every 3 or 4 weeks, depending on how much activity it senses.
Okay.
But really easy to use, really easy to install. And then, as I say, it can pick up the heat of moving objects, so it sends you alerts. You can then check in if you see a push notification coming through, have a look at the video, see what's happening, and away you go. So a camera like that retails for $269. You can pick it up at JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Bunnings, Officeworks. So it's readily available. You can add extra cameras. You can get started with one, but maybe add more later. So I really recommend a camera like that. But what I would say to the listeners is, install CCTV as part of an overall safety and security strategy.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you do all the common sense things, a lot of which won't cost you any money, around the home, making sure your place looks lived in. If you know your neighbours, let them know that you're going to be away so they can keep an eye on things. Think about sensor lights. Think about locks on your doors and your windows. These other things are all part of a safety and security strategy. So CCTV is a big part of that, but it's not the only part.
And for more information, you've got a website, haven't you?
Absolutely. Swann.com, S-W-A-N-N.com.
Great tips there, Jeremy. Appreciate your time, and thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
No worries, Andy. Good to talk to you.